try that again. All right. After the little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, and he'd never smoked a cigar in his life, he what?
Was sick.
Okay. That's what we wanted. Some people say he got sick. Some people say he took sick. That's what we're interested in. You might say that the nurse, or if a person has a sick feeling right down here, you'd say that he feels sick, what?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration that comes immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Well, did you ever hear anything like that called a serenade or a belling bee or anything like that?
I don't remember.
Okay. What do you call a hobgoblin that some housewives use to threaten children with? You know, you might hear him say to a child, "You'd better behave or what will get you?"
The boogeyman.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, what greeting would you use on Christmas morning to...
A Christmas gift.
Good. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, "Man, I'm glad I don't have to what this year."
Tote this.
All right. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its 4 legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Turtle.
Good. What do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
Well, we call them a terrapin, a gopher.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
The liver.
All right. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body, right around here?
Chest.
Good. What do you call a small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
That too.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Good. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck and you like those beads, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty, what, of beads."
Pretty set of beads.
Good. If 2 men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
Whipped him.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You know, you might say he was down on his, what?
Knees.
Or... what about the if he was squatting down lower than he was?
Sitting on his heels.
Okay. Did you ever call them haunches or?
No, we didn't.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, "He never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a..."
He's stingy.
Okay. Would you ever call him a tightwad or anything like that, skinflint?
Oh, skinflint, yeah.
All right. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are really in bad taste. You'd say he really looks what? Well, I have some terms here maybe I should suggest. Would you ever call him tacky or slouchy?
Yeah, tacky.
Right. Would the word be different if this were a woman instead of a man?
I don't believe so.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really what?
Dressed up.
Good. What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly what for his age? Well, would you ever use spry or...
Yeah, spry.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
Lazy or ambitious.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Okay. What do you call an insect?